The agenda of Rio 92 said that sustainable development has three pillars: environmental pillar, social pillar, and economical pillar. The three dimensions has to be holistically configured in order to have an integral proposal of sustainable development and poverty eradication for the world. We have 1 billion people in situation of hunger in the world.
The Rio Plus 20 negotiations to define sustainable development are pitting industrialized countries led by the European Union against the G77 Plus China group, which gathers 130 nations. At stake is the concept of green economy, says Bolivian representative René Orellana Halquier.
The proposal of sustainable development goals they have presented emphasizes privatization, deregulation, creation of market mechanisms, the definition of a roadmap in order to have all the countries in the same model of green economy. The main interest of some developed countries is to consolidate the transfer of the responsibility of mitigation of greenhouse gases to developing countries.
This perspective of a green economy based mostly on climate stabilization and which mostly ignores the social, economic and financial reality that 80% of the world resources are being consumed by 20% of its population, which in turn produces 75% of the greenhouse gases, was the main reason for the deep north-south divide at the meeting of the preparatory committee in charge of the outcome document for the Rio Earth Summit last week at the UN.
The vision that G77 and China has proposed is absolutely different. The economy of peasants, of little communities, the role of indigenous peoples and peasants in the conservation of seeds and agrobiodiversity and the biodiversity in general are now part of the document of the co-facilitators that were present recently, on which basis we are now negotiating in the United Nations process.
And adding to this economic challenge to Western agribusiness, the G77 plus China has a more ambitious political agenda.
The G77 group has emphasized the need to have as principles of a future set of sustainable development goals, the principle of common but differentiated responsibility, the principle of political space, the principle of sovereignty, the principle of right to develop.
But the struggle to change the course of human development has a new dialectic. Following a lead by the ALBA South American countries, the G77 recently included mention of the word Mother Earth in its unified proposal.
And now is part of paragraph 33 of the document of the co-facilitators, and European Union has said 2 days ago that they would agree. Now we are going beyond that paragraph, which is going to imply also the rights of Mother Earth, and Ecuador has proposed with Bolivia to open the discussion of rights of nature too. The concept of holistic approach about sustainable development policies and the concept of harmony with nature has been included in the document as part of the proposal of G77.
Regardless of its outcome, the 2012 Earth Summit in Rio this month is shaping up to be a defining moment in human history when the nations of the globe will have to address the meaning of sustainable development and decide on a common or divided future. For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.